The Reds trying to snap a 7-game skid and play the role of spoilers, taking on the Brewers, still fighting to get in the playoffs, and nothing like a little cornhole to get things started outside Miller Park before the game. Pick up the action in the first, Joey Votto facing Brandon Woodruff.
That one is way back. He'll reach base his first time tonight, 1-0 Redlegs.
Looked like a changeup from Woodruff that he left out over the plate, and Votto can wait and wait and wait with the best of them.
Here's a high fly ball deep into right, and the Reds have doubled up on their lead as Tucker Barnhart, first pitch swinging here in the third, hits number 7, and the Reds take a 2-0 lead. Hit hard up the middle. That's a base hit. And it's been a 4-run inning, and it is now 5-0 Cincinnati.
Bailey has struck out Santana, and they are gone in order.
Here's the pitch, line to the second baseman, and Homer Bailey has 7 shutout innings in his final start of the year. First time he's accomplished that since August of 2014.
The Reds snap a 7-game losing streak. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
Yeah, it was good. It was good downward angle on a very good fastball, and was able to make some nice pitches with his slider and split in particular, his slider. The other part is I thought he pitched in well. He got some good elevated fastballs in on the hands, especially the right-hand hitters, and was ahead enough to where he could really make those big pitches inside or elevated above zone when he needed to. So great way to finish the year.
He had talked throughout this comeback of when he gets to 90 pitches and he didn't know what to expect going beyond or getting over that 7-inning hurdle. How important was it, even though his pitch count was nearing 100, to get him out there and get him through the 7?
Well, it was big for a lot of reasons. It was big because it shortened the game for our bullpen. It was big for him, I think, to get over the hump and get up over 110 pitches. And to finish the inning, you know, without really, you know, really crisp all the way through his last inning. And, you know, certainly a great way to end the season is throwing the ball more consistently with better command, maintained his stuff, you know, that 90 to 94, 95 mile an hour fastball for 7 innings. I think is a great sign and a great way to end the year and really kind of jump step himself into next season.
And he was blessed with some run support early, obviously. He was able to settle in.
Yeah, run support and great defense. You know, Duvall made a nice grab in left field, and then Billy making a big throw to nail Vogt at the plate to end the third or fourth inning. I don't remember which. Those really helped, and the run support certainly. The you know, we haven't seen Woodruff. We know he's had good stuff. He's had a nice early start to his career, and we're able to to get the barrel of the ball and get ourselves into a position to score that big inning that gave us that nice 6-run lead.
Homer Bailey goes 7 scoreless frames. He gets the win and talked to the media after the game.
That feels really good. I mean, try not to dwell on it too much. Just kind of look at the present and know it's time for a little bit of R&R.
What was made you so successful? Obviously, you limited them from getting too excited about anything. You had some nice defense, but what did you do specifically to make it kind of have a good night?
Relied on my defense. You only had a little trouble there early and just tried to just keep in mind sometimes it's just one pitch away from something really good happening. I faced Braun so many times, and to be able to get that double play and just having to make that pitch, you know, that was a big game changer because they could have really turned that inning open. And then from there, you know, just kind of was fortunate enough to have a little bit of a reset in the second. We put up some runs. So sometimes when you get a little bit of those extra runs, you can kind of, not going to say cruise, but you feel a little bit more relaxed and was able to do that.
How important was getting through the 7th for you?
You know, they asked me if I wanted to go to the 7th, and I knew my pitch count was a little bit high and have had absolutely zero success in the 7th so far this year. And just kind of said, you know what, it's the last one. We've got a big lead. It's not like it's going to cost our team the game. You know, it was a very easy decision once you kind of put everything into perspective.
You've talked about that 90 pitch limit. Sometimes it just hasn't been there after 90. Today to go 117. Was it feeling better there at 117, 90, whatever?
Absolutely not. It was one pitch at a time. And I mean that from a literal sense. You know, when in years past, you know, when I get 90 pitches, it seems like I've got that extra gear. And I'm looking forward to getting that back, and I know it's still there. So just happy with the way that we played today and the success I was able to have to finish up strong.
Putting a dent in your playoff hopes give you any extra satisfaction?
Not really. There's so many guys on that other team that I respect and have been playing against for so long, you know, whether it's Neil Walker, Ryan Braun, a lot of those guys. So to see them have their run is really good, and I really wish them the best of luck as people. But it was my last start, and I'm sorry, I'm not sorry, but I wanted to go out there and do well.
The series against the Brewers concludes on Thursday. Sal Romano on the Hill.